This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn your magical machine. Everything you want to dream away. Electric. That's what some people call this program. DJ V. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, on the air with a focus for the final time. We'll never talk about the election again until the next time there's an election.
Until we talk about it the next time.
Right, that's it. Okay, so here's a report that is hung out for those of you who are silly enough to think that it's an influence. The way that this goes for both parties. Administrations are in office and they're trying to save whatever they can save, so all the government reports are great. Look at how terrific things are. We've done such a superb job. Can you imagine not wanting to keep these people in office? Right? The last 8 years have been nothing but heaven on earth.
Unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah. Right. Do. So anyway, the latest report will be the jobs report. Comes out today, and it'll show a consistent pattern. Yeah, right. Consistent pattern of what? My cynical side suggests that whatever is there is tweaked and turned and twisted around to make you think these people are the most magnificent managers you could ever possibly want to have in charge of the country, when in fact there's a lot of holes and it's just the usual nonsense. They're so self-serving. The thing that I resent more about these reports than anything else is that your money and my money, tax money, is used to try to bolster the position of people who are seeking political power. It's the same as standing in front of a bunch of soldiers as a backdrop to your political aspirations. It's the same stuff. It's all garbage. And somebody, you want me to test my mic too?
I don't know. What is that? That noise is. Is that you?
I guess it is, man. I think
it is you. It's not us.
My pattern. I guess I've said enough on that.
Because over there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I actually had... I'm going to say this because I think it's appropriate. You were very nice, all of you. Matter of fact, Jennifer, I was trying to find that song. Jennifer called me and sang Happy Birthday to me. It was one of the worst renditions of Happy Birthday that I've ever heard.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was awful. But not as bad as your father's. Your father's was worse.
Right. Yeah. It runs in the family.
But it was so loving to get it, and it was so sweet. All of you sent things. I know, Victoria, you did.
Now it's on your iPhone now because
right.
Jen tried to sabotage me, and she gave me your wrong number.
Right. I did not. Yeah. I gave you all the right numbers. I sent you my whole file on Dougie.
But the iPhone thing is different.
It's just, under the circumstances, I didn't want to have a big deal made of this particular birthday. And I decided that I would take most of what was needed in my mind into my own hands rather than leave it to somebody else, which proved to be very interesting, at least as far as yesterday was concerned. But I flew out to Los Angeles on Friday afternoon. I had dinner with my children on Friday night, and then Saturday... I slept 12 hours on Friday night. It was maybe just a catch-up from all of the traveling that I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. And then got up and spent the morning with my son. We were out looking at cars. And what an amazing... When I buy a car, I don't do it the way most people do it. And so he wants a Chevy Volt. So we went to the Chevy dealer, keys on Van Nuys,
that's a good one.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're actually, they have a good reputation. And so this guy who came out to talk to us, he was not expecting somebody like me, and he had no sense of humor whatsoever. None. Zero. And so anyway, we didn't make one way or another a difference. So we went through the process, drove the car around, all of us. We're in agreement that it was a good car for Brendan. These Volts are very economical to run. Man, these things are actually, and they're selling. Chevy is apparently selling more of them than anything else that they got. They're very popular. So we put a sort of deal together.
I think that's the mix of the battery and with the backup tank of gas, right? A friend of mine test drove one, and really, she really liked it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the bottom line was we spent a lot of time and didn't get as far as we might have wanted because, as usual with car salesmen, they tell you one thing when you come through the door, and then when it gets down to the fine print, and what's it actually going to cost? Well, we got to add a little $30 over here, and it's $18 for that, $14. So, you know, we didn't.
So did you walk?
Yeah. Didn't cause any
deal.
But anyway, we had a nice time.
Oftentimes, people are afraid to walk. So
I was walking away. I don't sit with that. But Brendan was making, he just wanted me to come along to see whether I like the car or not. He's perfectly capable of doing his own thing and has. He's got one of those Volkswagens that he's going to turn in a couple of months because it's a diesel. And he didn't want to stay. He wanted something that was really economical. And they are quite good, actually. They have a good rating. Anyway, so then Saturday afternoon, Megan and I went out with Miles, and we played around. We had a nice dinner on Saturday night, and I got on a plane and came back here Saturday night and Sunday morning. And I got home into the sack about 6:30 yesterday morning, and Meredith let me sleep, and I got up, and we had just a wonderful day. It was a fabulous day, capped by a dinner last night. That was really special. So it was nice to have a twist and turn on an event that many people, when they get to be my age, don't want. They don't want to acknowledge. I don't care. It's just a BS number, and I'm as strong and physically, emotionally, spiritually, maybe stronger, actually, than I have been in my entire life, and so it's a good feeling.
Well, certainly coming off that trip to England was, you know, I mean, and then having it culminate with such a wonderful birthday weekend, I mean, that's just the best. I'm really happy for you. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Veterans Day is upon us in conversation. Charles Schmidt will join us as we remember Veterans Day by reminding some of our friends in Washington of their obligations. We'll have that conversation in a moment here.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen.
All right, 15 past the hour. Joining us now is American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt, who is a Vietnam War veteran, retired U.S. Air Force officer. He's been calling on the folks in Washington to modernize VA benefits and strengthen the military so it can properly defend freedom. You've hit a hot button with me, Commander Schmidt, because I'm always focused on these veterans and what they don't get, what they're promised and what they don't get. So as we look forward to Veterans Day on Friday, what are some of the important issues that you would like us to focus on?
Well, Well, good morning, Doug, to you and Jen and Victoria. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning on the eve of coming up on Veterans Day. You know, a lot of men and women have served this country gallantly and honorably. And today, Veterans Day, as we come up on it, is a time to remember those who have served and those are still serving, and, of course, those who have passed, and also remember those that are still unaccounted for. So we in the American Legion have been serving veterans since 1919, serving veterans, their families, and also serving America. So we're all obviously interested in taking care of those veterans, continuing that legacy. We believe that VA, which is a friend of the American Legion, as we had a hand in the late 1920s helping get then the Veterans Bureau established, we believe that it's still a system worth saving. As I said, we're friends with the VA. We work with the VA to take care of America's veterans, the men and women who have served this country. And friends are honest with friends. And when something is not quite right, why, we will discuss those things. And I just had a talk with the Secretary of the VA just a few days ago. He talked about some things of mutual concern. Of course, one of them is the Appeals Claims Modernization Act, which has been passed by the House, H.R. 5620, waiting for the Congress to get back in session, and hopefully the Senate will pick that up, which helps streamline the process of claims that are on appeals. And right now, Doug, there's over 80,000 claims that are waiting for adjudication.
Disgusting.
And those 80,000 have 5 years older or more.
Yeah, it's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And so reforming the VA system is something that you're on top of. I understand that. But one of the other things that you're pushing at the American Legion is hiring vets. This is something, if we can spend a minute or two talking about this.
Sure.
You know, the other thing is so implausible that it goes on, gives me apoplexy just to think about it and talk about it. But let's talk about how employers can look at veterans and get them into the hiring mode.
Well, absolutely, Doc. And, you know, the American Legion, we've been working for some time with the Department of Labor, the VA, entrepreneurs, corporations with job fairs, giving those veterans an opportunity to find a job. And as you know, a lot of our men and women have been to the Middle East of late, that, you know, they're citizen soldiers that have left a job and went over and served on a deployment, in some cases extended deployments. And, you know, if there's the jobs are supposed to be back, left saved for them when they come back. However, some may have not had jobs before when they left. So it gives them opportunity to seek a job in cooperation with those entities that I mentioned. And hiring a veteran, I don't think an entrepreneur or an employer can go wrong, because you know, you go through basic training and through, of course, you've had a lot of things, disciplines that has been instilled in you, and commitment and responsibility, finish the job. And so there's many things that come already with a veteran that maybe perhaps some other potential employee may not have or experience.
Yep. All right, so let's give people a website or some place to go for more information about how American Legion is involved in this, or how they can help by hiring a vet. What's the website we can go to, Commander?
Absolutely, Doug. It's www.legion.org. We have a great website that so much information in there about our programs, our legislative priorities, our employment, and all just a lot of reading there for you.
All right. Thank you, Commander. Charles Schmidt, Master Commander of the American Legion, here at 21 at the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home.
A lot of people these days, this is the musical portion of this hour, every hour in this segment, we focus on some musical news and the news around Michael Bublé and his family, not good, sadly. He was on Facebook over the weekend announcing that his 3-year-old son, a youngster named Noah, has been diagnosed with cancer and that he and his wife would be stepping away from their careers to focus on his son's treatment. That makes a lot of sense, actually. He wrote, "We're devastated about the cancer diagnosis of our oldest son. He's currently undergoing treatment in the U.S. One of the things that put yourself in this position. This allows us to talk about something that is, Victoria and I were just talking, you're talking about fear-based thinking. I think it's a parent's worst fear to think about what might happen.
Yeah, of course.
Not that I think thoughts are things, so I don't want to think this way. But there are a lot of children who are coming down with lots of diseases that they didn't have, we as a society didn't have as a problem before. A number of early serious problems with cancer with youngsters is growing and growing and growing.
Well, I think that's true, but there's also, I mean, a lot of kids would just die before. I mean, there's a lot of medicine that can keep them going.
I'm not saying that's not the case. That's a good point to make. But getting there in the first place, why is there more cancer now with that age group than there was 50 years ago, 100 years ago? And I maintain it's the food that we eat.
And it's our, but we have so many environmental factors, too. I mean, when you look at all the chromium-6 that's in all the water supply, I mean, there's so much out there now that's,
so
that
much
wasn't
garbage.
There.
Yeah. In water and in food. And we're burying our head in the sand when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yep.
And not doing anything about it. Well, actually, that's not true. There's a lot of noise being made. But is that going to carry the day? In some circumstances, I suppose it might. But the fact that we're letting these companies get away with poisoning us with the stuff. I mean, you look at Roundup and what gets put on to the stuff, some produce that's grown by the big agribusinesses.
Well, even household chemicals, things that, you know, I mean, there's so many environmental factors, air fresheners. I mean, all of it's toxic. I mean, it all is.
Yeah, it's all
clean, so doesn't have a smell. And, you know, and that's sort
lemon
of the
and
motto
vinegar
I live
are
by.
Great cleansing agents.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
just pass that along as a solution.
Yep.
And wish Michael Bublé and his wife and his son Noah well. Lots of good thoughts, because thoughts are things. Think well about recovery and he'll recover. That's, in my estimation, that's the best way to help out. From the Country Music Association, statement refuting reports that the organization deleted all mentions of Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks from their social accounts and website because of a racist online comment against Beyonce. Is that true? Anybody see that?
No. There apparently were some comments aimed towards the CMAs for having Beyonce on the show. So,
what, black people can't sing country music? Hello, country Charlie Pride. Go back and check him out.
I don't think that that's how the country music performers feel. And, you know, but...
Well, is the question to the country music official, people who like country music.
These are the fans
music,
that are, have
yeah,
been
the
making
fans
these comments.
Don't like it? Why? Why don't they like it? Because they're racist? Is that the...
I can't explain racism. I
although,
don't know.
Although plenty of people liked it, because I think this was the most watched CMA of all time.
It was, the whole show was incredible. Not
so
just
the question that I turn around then, is this a tempest in a teapot and something being made out of nothing that we probably ought not to pay much attention to? I mean, so some people are racist. We know that. Meanwhile, and I'm not a Beyonce fan at all by any stretch of the imagination, but we watched a little of that, and it was, I said, okay. I asked the same question, because I don't think she fits into my definition of what country music is.
There's politics involved here, too, because Beyonce has made political statements in her performances as the Dixie Chicks, and to match them up, you know.
Uh-huh. They aren't the same. Well, I guess in a sense they were. Yeah.
Well,
good
I mean...
point. Yeah. All right, 28 past the hour.
It wasn't always right. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, frequently people ask me, Warren, we'd love to adopt a dog, but we're really looking for a puppy or kitten. And very often I explain to them that they should really be thinking or rethinking about possibly adopting an older dog or cat. You know, you get what you see when you adopt an older pet. You know what they look like, how big they're going to be. And older pets generally settle in easy and bond rapidly with their new family. Many older pets have already experienced parts of life like riding in a car, going to the vet, walking on a leash, and are just happy to be with you. Older pets know you save their lives and pay you back every day for the rest of theirs, and they're thankful for their second, third, or fourth chance. When you adopt older pets, you can erase their past unpleasant experiences by loving and caring for them. Older pets crave the same sense of belonging and need for love that all living things do. So, if you're thinking about adding a pet to your family, next time you go to the shelter, Rescue Humane Society, check out some of the older dogs and cats. They make great, great pets, and I promise you, they will thank you every day for saving their lives. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Alright, gotta finish this candy. Hold on. Oh, there we are. 34 after the hour. Hello. It's Monday, December 7th.
No, it's not.
Monday, November
7th. Threw away a month of your life. December 7th.
Please don't do that ever again.
Much more serious, because December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. This week is Veterans Day. Something for us to keep in mind, it seems to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen at the controls. So, let's just, I want a reaction from all three of you. All right, you ready?
Ah! Oh, sorry. Not the reaction you're hoping for.
Well, maybe I should present the bit first, then you can do your...
Oh, I thought you wanted a pre-reaction.
Okay, I'll take two on this. Well, maybe not. Let's try this fashion designer named Alexander Wang. has a skincare routine. He's out selling new skincare products. Apparently, he uses a lot of placenta from animals in the skincare products.
Very nice.
Mm.
So, I'm okay. there was a picture last week I saw of a baby that was born in with the placenta still. Did you see that wrapped around the baby?
No.
Didn't see that. Okay. this could be a difficult conversation, but I just thought it was, if you understand, the reason that it sort of intrigued me, because I remember as a farmer, I've helped birth, personally stuck my hand in and pulled out about 500 calves out of cows over my life and seen hundreds, if not thousands, of calves born. I have never seen, well, that's not true. I've seen one baby born in my life. And so I guess I wonder what, you know, you hear the stories about the things that you use to fix the, what is this stuff called? That you use the cream on your butt. What is that that now they use on your face?
Like diaper rash?
Preparation H?
Yeah. Thank you. Preparation H.
Oh, dear God.
Where are we going?
I really want
I hate when I can play this game with you.
Where are we going with this? Well, the fact that you can use Preparation H, which is supposed to be good for hemorrhoids, to make the skin on your face look better.
Well, you only that's an old trick that makeup artists use. You just dab a little bit under your eyes, and it, like, makes you, you know, look more awake.
Okay, but the point here is that this is a step further down off of that cliff, it would seem to me. But I think there are lots of beneficial elements in the placenta that would probably be good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cows eat the placenta after the calf is born. And
some hippie mothers do too, right?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Or they freeze dry and put it into capsules and stuff.
Well, doesn't Kesha wear hers as like a necklace around her neck?
Oh,
I've heard that.
Who?
Kesha.
Oh no.
Wouldn't be surprised by that.
She also bathes in glitter, so you know what.
And brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack. So yeah.
Come on. There are some things that just because cows do them, I don't think that we should do them too.
I'm not saying. I'm just giving you. I threw this out there. I threw it against the wall because I wanted to kind of know what you all thought about it. Okay.
So is your question, are we in favor of eating placenta or using it on our face?
Using it in skincare products.
I would absolutely use it in skincare products.
You would?
Yeah, that's all.
How
that
do you
collagen?
Capture it,
just
though?
Just bury your face in a cow.
Yes.
Exactly.
If it means no Botox, bury her up.
Yeah. Okay. The placenta facial? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you folks at home and in
there
your cars happy
things,
I brought this
though
up?
If you look at the ingredients in a lot of skin creams, there's already a lot of gross ingredients. I mean, I would say if I didn't know about it or if I didn't think about it or if it wasn't bleeding and oozing, I probably wouldn't care too much. But if just like the good part, like, you know, the good part for your face is in there, I mean, who's going to know? Who's going to care?
Well, but the point maybe that you brought up is a good one, that we have so much chemical. If you actually read the labels, like we always talk about, look at the label on the food. Look at what's in there nutritionally or what the products are that have made up that box of Frosted Flakes. So let's do the same thing when it comes to what you put on your body. Never mind what you put in your body, or not never mind, but keep that top of mind, what you put into your body, but also what you put on to your body. And using these sorts of things, I would suggest to you, even though it sounds disgusting, is a whole lot better for you than what you would find in a matter of fact, I'm going to take a break here for a second. I'm going to go into my bathroom, and I'm going to get three or four different bottles of things. And just look at the labels, because
we're
use
not
a lot of
read
things.
Ingredients on the air, right?
Because if you're going to do that, I'm going to start
Jen's
reading
gonna
my magazines on the air. No.
Well, okay, so am I making my point? Then I won't do that. But have I made a point? Do you look at the... What do you put on your face, Jennifer?
It depends. Oil of Olay, and you could probably read a ton of yucky chemicals in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go read the chemicals in your medicine cabinet. It's okay. You can read one bottle, Dougie.
No, you said not to do that. All right, Victoria, what do you do?
Did I shame you out of it?
Yeah, kind of. Victoria, what do you put on your face?
I've been sort of an anti-paraben freak since I was in high school.
Tell people what paraben is if they don't know.
Well, parabens are preservatives that are put into pretty much everything, and they've been banned in Europe for so many years, and they're on the list of known carcinogens, and for whatever reason, the good old FDA allows it to
be
anywhere.
Well, what's the brand name of the stuff that you use?
Parabens are in everything. I use all kinds of brands. I use pretty much anything that's that is from Europe. I only use European skincare because the standards are just a lot higher.
Okay. All right, what about you, Kara?
Yeah, I don't use anything specific. I used to use, and I still do sometimes, just, you know, Dove soap. I just tend to use soap and water. I know. But the thing is I use Birchbox, which is one of those subscription services, and you get a little box in the mail every month, and it's got five different things in it that you can try out. And so I use a lot of different masks or face washes from that. And they have a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of it is not tested on animals, and so you kind of look and think, okay, this is good for you.
See, that's important to me.
Yeah, and that is important, but, you know, I kind of see that and think, okay, this means that they are looking out for you, and they want to be good for animals, and they want stuff that's healthy for you, too. But then I read the back of it, and it still has a bunch of parabens and other stuff in it, too, so it's so hard.
Hard to get away from. It's like getting away from GMO food.
Yeah, so you want to know what I really am onto, though, is coconut oil, because you can actually moisturize and do everything with coconut oil. It's great makeup remover.
I said to Meredith, I was feeling just, you know, we were holding hands and her arms and her hands are so smooth because she uses coconut oil. And there's a lot of, you know, it's very soothing and smoothing. You can use that stuff for so much cooking it, on your body. It's good for everything. So maybe that's the idea.
Can I add that, though?
Well, let me just the point.
Cooking and one for body. It just freaks me out when you cross contaminate.
Well, you put one in one room and one in another room.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, you mean you don't like, you know, you just sticking your hands
downstairs? Yeah.
Sticking your hands in the jar and sometimes
you know what
it goes
I mean.
In the pan and sometimes it goes on your body. That's not okay with you. So I get the light of the day. Just downstairs.
Okay. I think we straightened this problem out perhaps more than we needed to. All right, 43 past the hour. Television report next here.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFU for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, line availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, before we leave the discussion of placenta, the question was asked, how is placenta collected? Does it hurt the animals? And the answer is no, unless somebody's doing something that is unspeakable. When the placenta comes out of, I think it's the same no matter what. Mammals have placenta around their babies, and when the baby comes out, no matter what it is, whether it's a sheep, whether it's a pig, whether it's a cow, whether it's a human being.
Well, it has to come out.
It has to come out. Otherwise, it will. I've lost cows. The placenta didn't come out, and it got, you know, it gets diseased and not good. So when it comes out, you just harvest it and grind it up. It can be dried. It can be, you know, any number of things can be done with it. But generally speaking, if placenta is in some sort of product that you're using, it probably is not something that has been harvested in a way that will harm the animals. That would be important. That was a good question. All right, so let's get to our TV report. Bill Murray is involved in a celebration, a sing-along, after the Cubs broke their 108-year-old championship drought by claiming the World Series. Bill Murray was on SNL to celebrate the team's win. I think we have audio of that, don't we, from this past weekend?
Baseball season's underway.
Well, you better get ready. It's a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
See this?
I did not, but
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know if I would hire any of them as singers.
Yeah. It's three of the Cubs plus Bill Murray and then the rest of the cast.
Anthony Rizzo, David Ross, Dexter Fowler were there. It was fun. And by the way, let's just back up a little bit to SNL and the, for the last month or so, the Trump and Hillary Clinton thing, the skit that Alec Baldwin and what's the lady's name that does Hillary Clinton?
Kate McKinnon.
They started it on Saturday night, but then they didn't finish it because they got serious.
Yeah.
And I wonder how people reacted to that. What have you all heard about people's reactions to them just stopping it and saying, it doesn't make a difference who you vote for, just go vote?
But it was actually a topic on some of the weekend shows on the news networks, and a lot of people felt like it was just them trying to make a statement about going to vote. Other people, probably more on my side of the fence, felt
political.
It got a little too political. I'm kind of overwatching Saturday Night Live right now. I think that they probably haven't. If they were going to be equal opportunity offenders, I don't think that's what they set out to do. I think they definitely wanted to use Trump for his ratings ability when they had him host, and then they went on to kind of tear him down afterwards. So, I think it's all up to preference and where your viewpoint is. But I thought, you're a comedy show, and I think this about musicians, too. It's pretty consistent, at least for me. When you're entertaining or a comic or a performer, perform. You don't have to get political.
Well, my two cents. Yeah, and I don't think that's bad. All right, before we get into that, quickly tonight, what's the big deal?
Well, if you missed it and you want to see it again, by the way, Saturday Night Live is having an election special on NBC at 10 o'clock Eastern with the compilation of some of their best sketches. Scorpion is all new tonight on CBS at 10. Lucifer on Fox at 9, also new.
Really? New. Imagine that. What a concept. A new TV show on TV. 10 minutes before the hour.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Joins us on the Good Day program. Uri, one of my great friends, one of the most positive people, not only in my sphere, but in the world, frankly. Mystifier, paranormalist, motivator. Okay, so we had a new moon last week in Scorpio, a lot of powerful energy. I know that you're not much on astrology per se, but you're great on energy and what is created by the energy, the magnetic pull, if you will, in this case of the moon. There's a full moon that supposedly is going to be epic and very historic on the 14th, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's November, yeah. But because, yeah, it's the biggest, according to astronomy, the supermoon that we will see on the 14th will appear in the sky as the biggest moon in 70 years. It's because the moon is going through a phase that's closer, coming closer to our planet. So what do you think really happens energetically with, whether you believe in astrology or you don't, in the tenets of it, there is no question in my mind that energy comes from the moon, comes from the planets. Look at the effect of gravity on the moon is why we have high tide and low tide. But what does it do to people, do you think?
Yeah, well, you just read my mind because I was going to tell you that it
can affect your mood. You can even, I believe, that it can affect your personality, your character on that day. Very strange things can happen to you. And it's to do with energy. It's to do with the magnetic pull. You know that, for instance, when there is a surge, a huge flame on the sun, all mobile phones can kind of screw up.
Yep.
Internet goes down. Energy, we are all energy beings. Everything is made from energy, Doug. I'm made from energy. So are you. The telephone I'm holding in my hand is made from energy. If you tap your table, you feel it's solid, but it's not. It feels solid to you because it's vibrating in a certain frequency that makes you feel that it's solid, but it is actually energy. The walls around your energy. Therefore, when there is a full moon, it affects the energetic fields. And this is why I do believe that there is some truth to astrology, to the zodiac symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because here in Old Jaffa, where I'm speaking to you from, all the streets are named after the zodiac sign.
Really?
For instance, I'm creating an Uri Geller museum, and it's in Lion Street. Then there is, it's amazing, and the signs on the walls are...
Lion Street would be
signs.
Leo. Leo is the sign of the lion. You're a Sagittarian.
Leo, exactly.
What do they call the street that's named for you? Because your birthday is right on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn. So what do they call the street?
I'm a Sagittarius. Now, I'm looking out of the window, and in front of our apartment, there is a bridge. It's called the Wishing Bridge. And on it, you find all the zodiac signs, and there is a sign that says, go and stand there, place your both hands on the zodiac sign. I'm going to take a picture right now of the bridge, and I'll email it to you in the coming minutes. And look at the ocean, which is the Mediterranean Sea, and think of something good. Think of something that you want to happen into your life. It's amazing, but there it is, and I believe that the wish that you generate in your mind is also energy. And because there is a law of attraction, you send that thought capsule out to the universe, and the universe returns it back to you. So always think positive, never think negative. Because if you think negative, that's what you're wishing back to come from the moon, from the sun, from the universe.
Yeah. It's a prayer for that which you do not want to happen, in a sense. And, thoughts are very powerful. I think I've learned that a lot in this last couple of weeks. My trip to England really was an energetic, exciting time. And it's all about, you're right, all about energy. We're all energetic beings. It's just we sometimes change the form of the energy. Uri Geller with good thoughts. Go to urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
Here. Football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suited Henleys for only $7.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.